Pinchas did something at the end of Parshat Balak that's very much out of the norm, a vigilante response to the action being done by the Nasi of Shevet Shimon and the znut that was going on. Moshe did not respond actively, and it's Pinchas who picked up the gauntlet and took action. In Parshat Pinchas, we read of Hashem's response to this, and Hashem responds by lauding Pinchas and by offering him the brit of shalom. Hashem emphasizes Pinchas' relationship with Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. It was not mentioned in last week's Parsha, it's emphasized here. And the question is why? It's interesting that we would be relating Pinchas with Aaron because we know that Aaron's mida was shalom, the ohev shalom and the rodev shalom. We would think that Pinchas taking this kind of vigilante action would not be associated with Aaron. In fact, the Gemara in Brachot Taf Lamed Bet Amud Bet tells us, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol kohen shehareges hanefesh lo yisa es kapov." Someone who murders a person, even if by accident, is not allowed to duchen. So why would Pinchas be associated with Aaron at this moment of killing? So on one level, one can say that Hashem was trying to say that even though Pinchas did something non-Kohanic, still he retained his Kohen and was given the bracha of Shalom. And this is what it sounds like from the Chizkuni and the Zohar, who say that Pinchas was worried that he would lose his Kohen status because of this. And Hashem said, no, you'll retain it. And of course the question is, why should he retain it if indeed he killed? What's interesting, though, is that the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, says exactly the opposite. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo niskahein Pinchas ad shehargo lezimri. Dafka Pinchas did not deserve to be a Kohen because he had been born before the Kohanim were made Kohanim, and therefore he didn't descend from a Kohen. What merited him becoming a Kohen was Dafka killing Zimri. This is at first surprising because, as we've said, the Kohanim were meant to be people of Shalom. But when we took a closer look at the Kohanim as a whole, we realized that they too became Kohanim by showing the willingness to take such type of action. In Vizot HaBracha, the Kohanim are described as people who are Omer li aviv uli'imo lo ri'itiv, ve'atechav lo hikir ve'tbanav lo yada. People willing to turn on their own family. And Rashi explains, Keshechatu be'egel ve'amarti mil Hashem elai. When the Jews sinned at the Egel, and Moshe called, who is for Hashem should join me, it was Shevet Levi who did it, even if it meant having to kill their own relatives. In fact, in Shemot Perek Lamed Bet, at the Egel itself, Moshe says to them, Milu yedechem hayom l'Hashem, ki ish bivno v'yachiv v'latet alechem hayom bracha. Rashi explains, by doing this action at the Egel, this is how you are going to become Kohanim. And I think the explanation is, the question is whether we pursue peace because we're peace lovers, or whether we pursue peace because we know that God loves peace. God loves peace, but sometimes God loves vengeful action. As the Torah describes Pinchas, Bikano et kinati. Pinchas felt what God was feeling. He felt the anger that God was feeling. The question is whether we're people who get into peace or get into strong vigilante actions, or whether we come to identify with God and identify with what God identifies with at the different moments in time. And this was the message of God to Pinchas. You're shayach to Aaron, you're shayach to Briti Shalom, because you identify with my emotion, which is generally shalom, but sometimes kinah. And this is the greatness of Pinchas, the greatness of Eliyahu, and what we need to try to emulate.